So you're late. Episode number 100. Hey, everybody, it's Nina from the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. Welcome to this week's Keep It 100 moment. And I'm your host who is unapologetically her edgy self every time. And you can find me on ninababel.com. So I want you to do this. Grab your mug and start sipping.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
But in case you're wondering and going, what? Keep it 100. What does that mean? Well, it means this. Nina keeps it real and true, right? There's no filters, no judgment. In fact, on my podcast, we overshare. No topic is too personal and no point of view is taboo. I have many, many, and you guys have many, many Keep it 100 moments that I want to share globally with all my listeners. Because you know what? I talk to you guys like I talk to my own girlfriends and guy friends. Moving on, this episode is a super short one, right? If this is your first time listening, this is the deal. It's coffee o'clock. This is a 15-minute mini where, you know what? I talk to women about being late with your date, your significant other. Ladies, can so much relate to what I'm going to describe right here, because nothing irks me more than sitting down and waiting for someone dressed, right, in your nice clothes, especially if there is no warning that they're going to be late. But true confessions. I will admit, I am not the most timely person. Thanks to my Caribbean nature, you know, I'm on that CPT time. But this is how I look at it. Better arriving late than arriving ugly. That's my rationale. So when it comes to making an impression or being turned off by one's lateness, some of you are going to argue being late is a way of saying that, your own time is more valuable than the time of the person who waited for you. Huh? Right? Not communicating or leaving the other person hanging is so not cool. In this next clip, Kimberly tells you the not cool part about being late.
He impressed me the first time we went out. He actually was there early. And he was like, because you said how big you are on punctuality, so I was not going to be late. And like for me, it's not even so much a thing about being late because stuff happens. But just being considerate enough to call and say, hey, I'm running 30 minutes late, or hey, you know, XYZ happened, I'll be there by this time, or I'll let you know. And if we can't, like, it's something that is preventing it from happening as opposed to just, oh, I'm just taking extra time, or I just didn't feel like it, or, you know, I had other stuff going on, but you're not communicating.
Now we have Lacey. She's a single mom trying to get her dating groove back after a divorce. And she talks about one of her single dumb moments where dude cannot just get it together and just was late.
The new attitude is, so today he didn't schedule a time and I got my girlfriend to come over. And first I was getting mad and I was like, why are you getting mad? Don't you got stuff to do?
I mean, but you don't... why are you getting mad?
Because he wasn't following through.
In fact, dude wasn't following through. So you know what, ladies? In this next clip, it's a classic example of how females oftentimes concede, but not with a force to be reckoned with.
I got in the car and went to Tanger Outlet and went shopping for Billy. While I was there, he texted me and I had two options. I could be like, blow him off.
Right.
And then I think the blowing off thing is like a little bit of a game. Like you're kind of like tell somebody what you really think, and if they don't like it, that's
exactly.
They'll live with it.
Yeah, she's a single mother, and dating single mothers require more planning and sensitivity, guys, when it comes to dating.
We met up and I start from first conversation was, I just feel you need to, you know, it would
respect
help
your
me
time.
If you did a better job with how you organized today, because you know, I have to, it's not just I can get up and go. I have to work around Billy. I said, but luckily, your absence allowed me to remember I need to go shopping for her. So I utilized the time for myself. And he was like, wow. He's like, well, if I had gone to church, you didn't go to church.
That's what he said?
Yeah. He was like, you know what? You're right. I should have communicated better and asked you what time. He said, but you could have called me. I said, I didn't ask you out. Trust me, if I ask you out, you know exactly what time and where we're going.
Okay, I know we're digressing a little bit, but you know what? This next clip will prove a point of how being late, planning, making excuses, all has a double standard. Listen up, because you're going to hear why.
Well, the thing is, that in this case, I would have thought he would be more understanding because he is a father.
Oh.
But you know what? You always have to remember, mother's mental attitude towards scheduling of their children is different than men.
Fathers.
Because remember, if you think about the majority of divorces, you get to go on to your own life. They stay with me.
Right.
So.
But how about the single dad?
The single dads is different dynamics and they're more understanding.
Right.
But they're also harder to... I really feel a woman is better at organizing her life and a child's life than a man is.
Alexis is in her 20s and a senior in college. She explains to me her biggest dating turnoff. And voila! It's being late.
I guess, like, in terms of dating, like, being late constantly, not being on time, because that's pretty important. That sort of just shows some respect there in that aspect. And sort of just, like, little red flags here and there that are just, like, you're not coming on time, you're, I don't know, that's just my big thing, but yeah.
So I'll end by saying this. You can't make a man act right, but you can make him wish he did. And the same holds true for women. So, right, guys? You can't make a woman act right, but you can make her wish she did. You know I gotta swing both ways on that one. But that wraps up another episode of Morning Sip. Hope you enjoyed a little of today's gulp. Was this episode good for you? Was it fun?
Nina celebrates embarrassment using a sassy but classy TMI approach. These moments showcase our strengths and vulnerabilities. Besides, we're all on the same journey. Nina adds unfiltered humor to all those embarrassing moments that happen to all of us. Because that's all we got. No filters, just girlfriend advice.
Well, regular episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls show, we drop every Tuesday and every other Thursday and Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Auto Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Don't forget, I want you guys to review the show on iTunes. You know why? Because I rely on it a lot. It helps me stand out from the crowd, and it helps women, and even you men, understand us and themselves better. Also, connect with me on social. I love Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. You want to check out the Keep It 100 Girl page. And you're going to use the handle at Nina Babel just to find me. Sip, sip, hooray! And you know what? I keep it 100. I keep it real. I keep it true. I'm over and out. Enjoy the rest of your week. Smooches! See you.